What one is wondering about is where this infrared radiation comes from, and the idea is that perhaps some of it comes from galaxies that have formed about 15 billion years ago, right down here at the bottom, because that's the earliest time when dust could have been formed, because before that there wasn't any oxygen, there wasn't any carbon, there wasn't any silicon out of which the silicates could have been constructed. And so one thinks that by looking back in time, we will be seeing the very first formation of dust, the very first formation of these heavy elements. And to see whether this is the case, a number of us started looking and mapping the sky with this infrared space observator to see whether the galaxies that we see emitting infrared radiation could between them give off as much radiation as one sees in the background radiation. So this satellite that measured the background radiation didn't really have a good mapping scale. It just sort of took in radiation from very large areas. Here we have a good telescope that allows us to identify individual spots, and maybe this could be just a lot of junk, you might think, that a bad detector makes us think are real, but actually there are a number of features here in the lower right-hand corner of this map that you also see at a longer wavelength. This is at about 5 to 8.5 microns. The next map is 12 to 18, and you see the same feature down here. In a deeper map still, you see a number of features like this, and this one here is taken at 5 to 8 microns. We also did it at 12 microns. And what I've shown here is to give you confidence that these galaxies are all emitting, even though they're very faint, in the infrared. I've put together a superposition of two images. One in the blue one represents the radiation at about 5 to 8.5 microns, the red one at 12 to 18. And I've displaced the blue one relative to the red, sort of diagonally upwards to the right, in order to show, to separate them a little bit. And you can see in the middle here that there's a real correspondence between individual blue spots and red spots that are displaced from there. So there's no doubt that what we're seeing here are really very deep images. Now, when you sum up all the radiation from these sources, you find that you're only seeing about 10 or 20% of the radiation in the background. So we have to ask ourselves, where does the rest come from? Well, I've told you that we only had a 60 centimeter telescope here, and so there may be a lot of fainter sources that are kind of merging into a blur because we don't have a big enough telescope to separate them out into the individual galaxies, and they together might be contributing 5 to 10 times as much as what we're seeing here in the nearby brighter sources. So we're hoping that by building bigger telescopes in the next few years, we're going to be able to sum up the energy that's given off by these and then also be able to tell something about the total amount of radiation given off by these galaxies. We're going to be able to use the chemical analyses of them to also determine their redshift, that is the speed with which they're moving away from us, which is an indication of the age at which in the universe at which they were formed. And so we're going to be able to tell when the radiation was generated in the universe that we actually received today.